Good morning, legends. My name is Lorraine. I'm from D32 Business Network, and I am very excited to be having this conversation this morning with Charles Dean from Blockstars. How are you, Charles?
I'm really good, thank you, Lorraine.
So we're both smiling because we had a bit of a conversation before, or like, which way do we go with this interview? And it's all about leveraging AI. Right, it's about leverage AI. So before we get into that and we tell people how they can leverage AI and why they need to be starting to look at it now and why it's so important, Charles, how did you end up in AI?
Well, that's actually a funny story. For many years, I was in construction, but I've actually, as a passion of mine, I like to learn new technologies, and I actually like to play around and get involved, and actually use the technologies to understand what's actually behind them, mainly for my investing, which really started in the blockchain space. But as time goes on, AI has been out for ages. It wasn't really a hot topic until ChatGPT came out. But within that, I managed to come across AI early as I was doing some of my studies when OpenAI actually had the OpenAI Playground. And that was maybe 6 months just before ChatGPT came out. And I'm not a really good big writer personally. So yeah, the OpenAI Playground was really good for me and my exams and also my learnings. And then ChatGPT came out, and now the whole world got to see and feel and embrace what that AI was possible for. And since then, it's just growing.
Just gone
Like,
nuts.
the actual underlying technologies are getting better and better. Like OpenAI just bought out memory allocation in there, so now they're looking at ChatGPT being able to remember your whole life's conversations with it, and then bring that back
Wow.
into future questions you're going to be asking. And I see there being a lot of trade-offs on technology. Like, we're still in this experimental stage of, I don't know, have you used the new deep research feature on ChatGPT, Lorraine?
I have.
How amazing is that? Like, you can actually, like, it actually really breaks down the way that the AI is working for you, and you get so much better results with it too. So that's what where I came from, where I started, and really I'm a nerd that just likes to likes to use new technology. limited coding experience. I'm not a developer, but I like to get in and play around with code, smart contracts, LLM models, and yeah, that's sort of what I do as a hobby, and now for work as well with Blockstars every day.
Well, beautiful. I guess I'm also a nerd, a bit of a geek, bit of a tech person. But I'm just loving it. Like, I hear some of these things and my mind just explodes with the possibilities and the potentials. And but it's about taking that and realizing the possibilities and then implementing it and actually getting started. And for anybody business owners listening, I'd like you to listen differently today. And because sometimes you can hear an idea or concept and you can think, well, that's not for me. Well, it is for you. It's for anyone. So this video and this interview is for you. This is for our listeners on the podcast. So, Charles, we were talking about just before on just some of the basics around why is it so important that we embrace this technology now? And you started off with an app. What were you saying about over to you.
So with ChatGPT and AI, I like to call it all acquired intelligence, because when you think about it, it's not really artificial. Like, it hasn't created it itself. It's not artificially created. It's actually acquired intelligence. And with that, it's acquired all the information that we've got on the internet, put it into one big brain, and it's got a lot better skills with memory and retrieving that information and articulating it for us in a way that we want. So I think with that is, You've literally got Einstein in your pocket, whether it's on your phone or within your computer. There's a lot of integrations you can do into your existing software as a business. For instance, Slack or Teams, there's a lot of predefined AI applications you can get in there. I know a lot of people are using the note takers now. So I know a popular one is Otter AI, where that's actually recording your business meetings. And then at the end, you get a full transcript of your meeting. And then you also have key action items that are in there that you can revise straight after. Now, one that we've been seeing and we've been implementing in a couple of business recently is taking that Otter AI or those main key points from maybe a business questionnaire and automatically creating a draft proposal for businesses. So that's amazing. Rather than spending time having a BA or the owner having to sit there and create all these proposals and people have templates, you're able to get that automatically generated for you within 10 minutes after leaving the meeting. And then you're able to have a look over, make sure everything's correct from what you've trained your proposal AI to do, and send that out to a customer at speed. I think a few customers out there are surprised how quick those proposals can come through.
And that's just, I think that's why, I mean, I've just got my pencil. We didn't even talk about that one before. And I'm like, yep. And how can I use that to survey members and create better value propositions? And it's at that ground level. But what you were also saying was, if with today's tech, right, and the ability, the software development side of things, what you just given is there was a basic thing that business owners are using every day. But what if we wanted to create our own Uber app?
Well, with that, it's easier than ever. It still comes with it with its learnings, but there's a lot of products out there now where, say 5 years ago, if you wanted to create Uber or you wanted to create some website with actual back-end functionality, if this happens, do this, then do this. We're seeing a lot of, because code is code, so the LLMs are trained on it, and the way they tailor it into packages is becoming a lot easier where you're able to talk and develop these applications. So you talk to it in an English way, and it can create all those files, codes, syntax, and everything like that for you. So what I'm seeing is, for anyone wanting to start a startup or a side project, you can actually jump in for $20 a month, get started, and bring your idea to life and create a whole software business around that, whether that's an Uber or a Facebook or something else that hasn't been made before. And the great thing with that is $20 a month roughly is normally their costs. Where 5 years ago, you had to hire a development team, you had to hire devs, or you had to go offshore, and then that comes into its own issues with language barriers and exactly what you're wanting. And then you also have scope creep coming into a lot of those as well, if it's not fully planned out. So yeah, we're seeing software development and AI progressing quickly. It's still not 100%, but it is 80 to 70%. And if you know a little bit about technology and how it works, you can create that within a week. So you'd be able to recreate your own Uber within a week's worth of time.
See, that's just very, very exciting to me. And I just remembered there actually yesterday I was on my computer and I was on Excel and I'd created all these worksheets and I'd created so many worksheets for all this knowledge collation that I'm bringing together. I was like, I need a table of contents on the first sheet. And I used to be a coder, but I completely forget like all the Visual Basic. So I went on to ChatGPT and I'm like, give me the code to open Visual Basic to create my table of contents. It wrote the code, I copied and pasted it out the spreadsheet, and voila. There I've got writing your own macros in there, but it was just so fast. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. And we're going to talk about the other side of it as well, because what you were saying earlier is, although so we can go and create our own Uber, which is very exciting. You can create your own mobile app, you can talk to it, you can start now, start now and refine and refine and refine. You can get it built. and refine over time. What I was saying before was like that also means that you really have to stay ahead of the game in your own business, because that means you can have someone out of uni coming along and rebuilding your business in
Exactly, you know.
24 hours, you know?
It's
So it's
a
like, on you go, sorry.
yeah, it's like that barrier to entry of 5 years ago, as I said, it would maybe cost you 60,000, 100,000 plus to build that application. You'd need to hire a team, whatnot. Now that barrier to entry with AI is coming down. For a proof of concept, I would say it's not full functioning scalable yet at the moment, but to get that proof of concept, get users on, start making some revenue, prove that your proof of concept is viable, and then actually spend the money to go get a development team to build the scalable version of that where that can handle hundreds of thousands of users.
Which is, yeah, it's just fantastic. And then we were also talking about earlier was, you know, if you're so inclined, you can build this app, you can build this prototype, you can go and ask ChatGPT to create your whole business model or marketing plan. You can create AI bots who can then go and be little hundreds of little bots out there doing your marketing for you.
Well, that's the new one that's coming through at the moment is the AI agents that we're building a lot of. Where at the moment the AI is not smart enough to be an all-in-one. You can't have one AI agent doing everything. So what we're doing is we're actually trading off and breaking that down into job roles, for instance. I know there's a Sydney company working on it as well, and as an overall. And we're implementing on a client-based solution. But what you do is, roles, you want a product manager, you want a senior dev, you want a tester, you want someone for marketing, and they're all in the same category of information, and they work and check through for a development, example, is you get the AI agent to do a feature within the platform or whatever business use case you want to do. And then you have someone coming through another AI agent actually testing it on the behalf and sending it back if it's not right, or passing it through to the project manager if it
Oh my
is
God.
correct. So we're only getting started on the AI agents. They've only been taken off maybe last 6 months to a year, but I think that's where we're moving to. And as the AI gets smarter, that's where you'll be able to have one AI agent that can do multiple things. But we're still a little bit away from that at the moment.
But it's very exciting. And again, the message is we have to get started. You know, the time and the cost saving we're just seeing it at the minute, just around basic automation, marketing, productivity tools, you know, how we can be saving time, getting better organized, create little productivity bots. It's
And I'm seeing a lot of people in my industry, for instance, which there's not a lot, it's sort of still a niche market and getting started, is they're actually writing up a CV for a world-class person in that role, and then using that AI-generated CV to create that actual bot that does the job. So you're actually getting a world-class job role for, it's costing cents on the dollar.
my mind is just blown, you know, just the potentials. That's just a complete game changer for business, you know. And
So,
sorry, on you
yes.
go.
Sorry, you go, Lauren.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's a game changer for business, and what has taken us, you know, 10 years to build, you know, and to get to where you are, you better be on your toes, because somebody out of school is going to be on your heels creating something bigger and better through AI.
And it's great for startups, small to medium businesses that I'm seeing. They're the people that can really explore AI at the moment and get ahead, because enterprise, top end of town, they can't just iterate and implement AI systems and experiment because, they've got so much underneath them and so much of the corporate structure that it's taking them a lot longer to brainstorm and implement and iterate on different AI. But for startups, small to medium businesses, it's their time to shine and implement these technologies to lower their costs and also speed stuff up within their team as well. And even for onboarded training, we've been implementing a few where, a certain business had that much documentations for their system and procedures, but even people that had worked there for years didn't exactly know what those processes. They had to go back and look through documentation sometime. Where I like to say is, think of your own private AI or your AI agent as a bucket. You load up a bunch of information into that bucket, and then you can let your team access that in an easy to explain way. Like, oh, what do I have to do before a new discovery meeting? All right, here's the process of what you've got to prepare beforehand. Here's what you've got to ask during, and this is what you've got to do afterwards to pass it on to the next team. So someone who comes in, maybe day three into your business can access all that information whenever they want.
Again, my mind's just blown. I'm going to have to take a week off just so as I can implement some of the ideas. Because I'm just thinking, we've just created all this operations manual and franchise systems and stuff, and I could be using AI to leverage that to write the training courses and creating better systems and taking all that information we've got. And yeah, my mind is blown.
Yeah, and I know another one on that, Lorraine, with the you mentioned the training there is also a big one is actually cloning yourself, which I know a lot of people don't like to be on video and on camera and do social media posts, but we've been doing a bit of actual cloning the person. So it may not even be me here talking, it may just be my AI version. And I believe Cozzy had a video recently where how good it is, where a part of the video, the first part, he had himself talking, and on the second part, it was actually his AI clone talking. And you can, like, you really can't tell the difference until someone mentions it. So it's great for business owners that, you want to keep content going, you want to have that social media presence, whether it be LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever that may be. And you can literally create a script on that and have an AI clone become generated with that scene talking like we are now, and then release that for your social media. So, yeah.
And now I'm just thinking though, like, how hard is that's when the so I'm excited about that, right? I'm techie, I don't mind being cloned, but I'm like, what's to stop other people cloning you?
Well, the thing is that it takes a bit of time on the training of those AIs. So that's where you need that personal touch. Well, as I say, that's for now. Maybe in the future, anyone, they can clip this YouTube channel and clone us. But there is safeguards coming out as well on that. But yeah, it is coming into, deep fakes becoming increasingly more advanced, where I know there was a case in Hong Kong where someone was able to jump on a Zoom call like us and impersonate a CFO to transfer $20 million. The poor worker was on a call like us, thinking he's talking to his CFO. And yeah, he actually wasn't and found out otherwise. But for anyone out there that's a little bit worried about that, there is still a trick, is you just ask the person to put their finger on their nose, and if there's a blur on the face masking, it will break. So that's my little tip.
Oh, very
To
good. Thank
avoid
you.
deep fakes.
People blast that everywhere.
So I'm real.
And I guess it's just as fast as these technologies are developing, people are working just as fast to make sure that the security protocols and that we're being looked after. It's the same as the internet, is when the internet came, you had loads of people hacking it and we had to get really, really good at the security. Well, it would be the same with AI. People are looking at, they're working just as fast and just as hard to make sure that everything is legit, and
Yeah.
that fraud is not, you can't just go on impersonating somebody and take 20 million. But
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. And I guess that comes into, before when email first come out, well, after it first come out, there was no spam inbox, there was no flags, you just got hammered with every single email in there. And my developers were just going crazy on all free marketing and affiliate and referrals, where over time, the email providers built in safeguards, and now you hardly ever see any of those spam emails in there. And sometimes you don't even see the ones you actually want, so you've got to go into that
That's
folder
right,
and
you
look
gotta
for
check it.
it. Yeah.
So, what are you guys finding a huge rise in take up of, like, people just coming to you and saying, "What can I do with AI? How can I leverage it?" Or they come with a specific. Are you finding a huge surge, or are people slow adopting?
Yes. We're actually finding a lot in businesses that want to keep their data private because there is the scare of not having private data and what can be done with that, which is something you've got to be very careful of. Like, there's a lot of platforms out there off the shelf, white labels with, different use cases, but you've got to read those terms and conditions and privacy policies to see what they're doing with your data. And that's what we're finding of the more larger medium businesses, depending on what industry they're in and what client information they're handling, is that privacy is becoming increasingly important for them to be able to use AI and keep that data private so it's never leaked. But I think, yeah, we have a range of different clients where some people just want AI. They don't really know what they want AI for. And then that's where we sit down, work with them, work out what their business is. Then there's the automation plus AI, which we call the AI agents. So that's where we sit down with a business and see how their processes and procedures are working at the moment. And then that's where one of our BAs will come through and be like, okay, we can do this here and do this here and do this here. And depending on the client, we can get that to work. Where AI, there's always been automations. AI just allows you to adapt it in different ways. It's sort of like, rather than having a straight automation, you've got a very smart human in between that can articulate data and information in ways that you want it. And yeah, that's what we're seeing a lot of. I think it's still a mix between education, what's possible, and how we can implement that within their business for a return on investment of the costs of that AI.
You were also telling me a story that I'd probably like to just finish on, because I think it'd be interesting to business owners. And it's all, we've all got different problems depending on the stage of business that we're at. But you were telling me about a previous customer that you'd worked with who had used AI callers, AI bots calling, to
Yes,
get their product into 30% of the market. Can you just share a bit with that with us? Because it's also exciting.
yeah. So there's actually a local business based in Brisbane, and they're a startup. I think they've got three or four people working with them. Their name's called T Industries. They've got an article in the AFR as well, if you want to look into that a little bit more. But what they've done is they've got sugar-free tea. Right. And the lady's working out, oh, do I have to hire a sales team? Then I have to get four people in a sales team. They have to be cold calling. What she done was she actually used AI callers to do all her outreach. So she had to hire no sales team. She used an AI caller. She got all the phone numbers for the public schools. I believe there was about 8,000 of them. It's all public data on the internet, but you can get those numbers from. And then what she done is she had her AI caller call over 8,000 schools asking if they would like a free product placement of her sugar-free tea. She had a success of 30% of schools said yes to the free product placement as a trial. Then
Wow.
obviously she would have got re her offer was really good. Like, hey, here's a free product. Would you like it? The school's like, sure. And then, yeah, she obviously would have got reoccurring purchases from that based on the quality of her product, which is really good. And then now she's also in quite a lot of major retails, like she's in Ampol and a few other major retails. And now she's looking at tackling America and raising funds for her business for her American venture of tea industries. So
Wow.
that was a big success at a low cost.
The potentials, the potentials, the potentials. So, I guess Charles asked you at the beginning of this, what angle were we going to go with this? And at the end of the day, the point you were making was just businesses, we have to embrace it. If we don't embrace it, we'll be left behind.
And you've got to support it too. And I think it's also important as a business leader, and what we're finding with a couple that we're working with is making sure that the staff are not worried about losing their jobs. Like, we implemented an AI caller to handle customer inquiries in a certain business. They had 16 staff there taking calls every day. It's about 800 to 1200 calls a day that were getting handled. We're now able to handle 85% of them with our AI callers, and the other 20% we could implement, but that's on certain customer data that business doesn't want our AI callers having yet. They would prefer to do that with humans. But what they've changed their customer service team to is actually procurement. So now they're able to call customers and procure more items for their business, which brings more revenue. And yeah, that's another success that we've had. So I think it is important to let your staff know that their jobs are safe. Maybe their output's a lot greater. Maybe their role will be stepping up in different parts within the business. But I think from what I've seen and meetings that I've been in is business leaders are wanting to adopt AI. First of all, it's how they're going to adopt AI. That's when they come talk to someone like us at Blockstars. But then also, I see that you've got to let your staff know that their jobs are safe, and this is just going to, rather than doing five jobs a week, you're now going to be able to do 10 jobs a week. Or whether the boss comes to you at 4:30 in the afternoon and you're about to clock off at 5 and quickly ask for some report to be done. Well, rather than you staying at work till 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock to get that report, now with AI, you're able to quickly get that done within the half an hour and give that to your boss by 5 and be out the door. So yeah.
Cozzy, thank you very much. This has been amazing. I just love it, and I love to have people like yourself in the network who can help and support us navigate that, and tell us what is possible and what's a pipe dream just at this minute, but we might have to wait 6 months for what
Oh,
we really want.
I tell you what, the way AI is increasing, there's so much money being spent and investment in it, and so many smart minds working on it. Like I seen, a few months ago, America's put in $500 million towards their AI initiative. I think that's just the start. I don't think we're too far behind Europe, Australia, New Zealand, a lot of other countries doing the same initiative because how powerful the AIs are becoming and how useful they can be in multiple different dynamics of the world that we live in today. But yeah, and I think the use cases are forever changing. Like I'd done a presentation not long ago for our local Gold Coast District 32 members. And I showed them a video, and anyone out there, if you want, just give it a Google. There's heaps of examples on the internet. But with video AI, for instance, and it's just a great example to give because we can visually see it. If you type in Will Smith eating pasta, 1 year difference, you'll see a video a year ago that was generated with AI. It was shambles. You couldn't even use it, right? It
Yeah,
was
okay.
the
I'll write
faces
it down so I
warped
can
and
look.
the noodles and the spaghetti are all warped. And then a year later in 2025, it's almost there. It's still not 100%.
Yeah,
And
okay.
remember, this is just from text. But
Yep.
that's only the amount of growth within 1 year. So if you look at another year, another 5 years, on the overall of AI, it's going to be tremendous. Like, I work in AI every day and I try to keep up with everything coming out. But yeah, I can't tell you how much the world is going to be changed within 5 years. I just don't know.
That is exciting, exciting for our children and see what comes up. But Charles, thank you very much. Thank you very much for sharing your time today. And I'll just put your contact details and Blockstar details down below where people can maybe book an initial chat with you if you want to take that conversation a little bit further. I might do a little promo video of us all reminding to touch our nose. That's going to be a theme now at the start of every Zoom meeting, right? Everybody must touch their nose. Oh dear. Look, Charles, thank you very much for your time. This has been absolutely amazing. I really appreciate it. And yeah, we're going to see Cozzy here tomorrow, doing our presentation for the District 32 members. We'll see you when we're back over in the Eastern States. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks, Lorraine. You have a good day. Bye,
Thank you.
everyone.